With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vanderpump Rules may not be back yet, but Sexy Unique Podcast is. I am pressing forward, and I'm going to be releasing new episodes of the podcast leading up to the premiere of Vanderpump Rules Season 6 on December 4th, because I just can't wait. I have to keep talking about these people. So keep tuning in to Sexy Unique Podcast. If you're supporting the podcast on Patreon, a huge, massive thank you. You guys are amazing and part of the reason that I can make this season start earlier and the reason that I can bring more content. Also, part of the Patreon, if you're not familiar, you should visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more info. For as little as $1 per episode, you get access to these bonus episodes. And part of what I did in the last month was use these bonus episodes as a chance to test out a new podcast that I'm doing with Ryan O'Connell, which will be premiering very soon. And the Patreon community of Sex Unique podcast supporters were essential in kind of shaping that podcast and figuring out what it was. So thank you guys, not only for your support, but then also for being like creative sounding boards, because you're really helping me in more ways than you know. So yeah, check out the Sex Unique Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And for everyone who is a fan of the show, there's also some exciting news, which is that there is going to be a Sexy Unique meetup this Saturday, November 11th at 9 p.m. We will be meeting at the iconic spot of many, many fights, Mixology at the Grove. So if you're in the LA area or in the SoCal area, you should come to Mixology at the Grove this Saturday at 9 p.m. There's going to be a lot of pump heads and step heads, and we're going to take 7 shots in a row and talk about Vanderpump Rules. I can't imagine a better way to spend a Saturday night, personally. And it's Christmas, so you'll get like a Grove Christmas vibe as well. Anyways, that is this Saturday, 11/11 at 9 p.m. until we shut it down. Without further ado, here's more of your favorite podcast. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Then we girl with a friend, you'll be both in. Hotel chilling, yeah, she's sweet.
Hello and welcome to a guest from last season, one of my favorites. Christy Milazzo.
Hello.
We decided to get together today. I'm normally Pump Rules is like on by now every year,
and so sad
this year it's like not premiering till December, but I can't wait. Right. So I'm just doing episodes to talk about any, like literally scraping the bottom of the barrel well, for anything that we can
and
find.
And you talked
to, like,
about
talk
the
about.
Trailer, right?
Yeah, I talked about the trailer, spent an hour talking about that. I can talk about anything forever, which is what I realized. So this podcast could start just being year round.
Yeah.
And so when you posted the link to all the cast bios on the Sexy Unique People Facebook group, it really blew my mind, and I knew that we needed to get together and discuss them.
Can you imagine if we, not to toot my own horn here, you guys, but imagine if we hadn't found these. We'd have no information.
I'd have to talk about, I would scrape up something like, like Ryan and I did these bonus episodes where I would literally just like look at people's Instagram. Like I'd be like, what did they post on Instagram and Twitter this week? And like read their tweets and like decipher their social media posts.
I mean, that's essentially what this is. Yeah. But yeah, I don't even remember fully how I got here, how I got to these bios. I was definitely, since I've been working at this unnamed vitamin company that I've been working at.
Do you have to say unnamed because they don't want you to
talk
about
it? Oh, no, I
just,
like, don't want people to, like,
you don't
be
want
like,
to
oh, Christy Milazzo, the person who runs.
The spokesperson for.
Yeah, right. Or, okay. Like, she does social for vitamin brands. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very talented otherwise, so please pay me for other things. But, yeah, I've been pretty bored at work occasionally and spending a lot of time in the Sexy Unique People Facebook group.
Yeah, you've been a really a top contributor.
Yeah, it's gotten way too active. I wish you had never invited me to join. Like, it's ruining my life.
It takes, like, it's a lot, like, because I'll go on and I feel like, as the creator of the podcast and stuff, like, I need to be in, like, I need to be involved, but at the same time it is like, it's a lot. So sometimes I'll take a day off and then I feel very guilty. And then I'm trying to like catch up on everything and make sure I make sure that people know that I appreciate them posting. Because it's truly like the best thing about the group is that it's really united, like all these people that are so funny and have like a really funny outlook on Vanderpump Rules. And like, I think that it's a place where people, it's not just for like haters of like certain cast members. Yeah. Like, it's everyone feels free to like speak their truth and have an open discussion about.
I also love that people are honest in the group about their affinities for different cast members.
Me too.
Because we have a lot of like Ariana stans and some Dodie stans. And I feel like people in other Facebook groups are so focused on like, first of all, why would you watch? What gets me about Vanderpump Rules commenters on Instagram that's so dark is A, what you guys were talking about, where it's like they're legitimate fans of Jax and whoever, and that's crazy. But B, like, I guess more crazy than that is when people are like focused on who's right and who's wrong. And they're like, Brittany, he's so wrong for you. Like, why are you with him? Da, da, da. And it's like, if you care about right and wrong, you would not watch this show.
Like, when I, like, I've never cared about really trying to get to the root of any of their problems or figure out the real story of who's to blame or get any one side of the story. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I just want to see them like fuck each other over and like act like monsters.
Yeah.
So whenever like they're speaking their truth, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, that is useless to me as a person.
Yeah. I don't want any of this stuff to be resolved.
Because like, that's also not the world that they're not living in, a world of like truth and honesty to begin with. So like, why would I ever want to hear like them defend whatever their actions were?
Well, Kristen is a warrior for the truth.
Kristen is actually a warrior for justice.
Yeah.
Someone said, messaged me and was like, you should do a you should just call your podcast Defending Dodie, because that's all you do now. And I was like, I'm going to call
my
podcast.
What's the exact tweet? It was like, I just love
for Kristen.
Yeah. Like when she was like, it was like a tweet or it was an Instagram post where she was like, when will people learn that I am just a defender?
Oh, it's like her, it's her pinned tweet, I think. We got to look at it again because it's so good.
Like, she's like, I literally cannot. That's what it was that was so funny. Is she was like, I literally cannot stop fighting for the truth.
She unpinned the tweet.
Ugh, that's so rude.
God, it was the best tweet.
Literally cannot stop fighting for justice.
It's what she stands for the most. Maybe yeah. It's on my... I think I retweeted it from the Sex Unique pod. So we'll find it there.
Don't worry, we have it. What if she deleted it? Oh my God, that the thing where she looks like Christy Turlington.
So
accurate.
I love like anyone making genuine Pump Rules fan art is like now my new obsession. So I've been finding it on
obviously.
Yeah, like on Google searches and stuff. I'd like give me anything because I can't wait for this season to come back. Oh, here I found it. I literally can't stop fighting for what's right, and I don't understand those that refuse to grasp that. This is who I am.
Yep.
Fucking warrior woman.
I literally can't stop. I want to, but I literally can't.
It's who I am.
She's basically Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but for truth and what's right.
Yeah.
You know?
I always have looked at Lala as like a feminist icon from the second that she like set foot into Sur.
Right.
Because she was slut shamed within an inch of her life.
Totally.
Like totally fucked over like by all these like other women on the show thanks to their own internalized misogyny.
Right.
And like she fought through it and now we're seeing her. I think we'll get to see her come out the other side and then unite, which leads us into the bios. But Kristen was like the original feminist icon of the show because she got like raked over the coal. Like I rewatched season 2 right after season 5 ended.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying to watch Kristen just get like Jax didn't get in trouble for anything. No one cared. Everyone was like hyper focused on like
I think it was because the excuse was because Kristen admitted to it last was the thing was that Kristen like tore everyone apart by like keeping the lie going. But in reality, like, no one should have ever found out about that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain type of cheating that is like, no one, I guess Tom, that's the big thing, is like, her and Tom needed to break up. But even when he found out, they didn't fucking break up for like another month.
Well, yeah, they had to live together and like figure out how to move. She had to like figure out how to move out of his apartment.
Well, in that last episode, remember, he already knew and then he goes to the party with her. And is still like, and they kept dating after that, I think, for like a little bit. And
their relationship is one of the darkest things that's ever happened on
TV. So good. Watching season 1 is so amazing. Watching them like in there, when he's like cropping his resume and they're talking about like wanting to be working actors, or at the end of season 5 where they're doing her reel, the editing of the reel, that's like my favorite.
Her reel is so good.
We still have to watch that movie with her in it.
Oh yeah,
remember?
We had like a standing date to watch that.
Gonna do it, and then I think we both just like mutually agreed
we're
to
like,
forget
it's not
it
happening.
Yeah, I was like, I thought about it that day because I got too. Like a calendar alert, and then I was like, this is one of those things where if one of us says something, we're gonna do it, and if neither of us says something, we're just not gonna do
I had
it
that
ever.
Same thought
and so
then,
glad
but now you know what, it was not maybe the right timing for us to do that particular night, but I'm still down to watch.
Oh, same. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Kristen's real. I'm now also into finding like just old projects that the cast has done.
You're so desperate right now.
Desperate for any content.
Yeah, so I'm also super into just like waiting outside their homes and just like seeing what they're up to.
I posted like a really weird post that I felt bizarre about on in Sex Unique People, where like I got like an apartment alert from like some rental girl.
Oh, like, yeah, and you were like, is this Ariana? Like,
is this Ariana and Tom's apartment like with a facelift? Like, did they move out? And then I looked at it again and I was like, it kind of looks like the outside of their apartment.
I don't really remember. I went there that one time, but it looks too nice to be that.
But I think that they like overhauled the entire interior and then photographed it backwards. I don't know, but I was like convinced. I was like, and then I was like, I've taken things too far. But you know what? I think it's good to take things way too far and then come out on the other side. And it's now just like becoming my art.
It's actually really healthy. It's actually just really good.
It's great.
But do we want to just get into like Lala's bio?
Let's get into the bios. So if you go to bravotv.com/Vanderpump Rules, you can find then the bios of the cast members. They're not like totally on display. You kind of have to search for them.
What happened was I was just at work and some force compelled me to go to, like, I Googled Ariana Madix. And then one of the first results was her Bravo profile. And I had never visited that page. And I was like, ooh, fun. So I went to her cast bio. And then I started freaking out because I was like, oh my God, is this new season info? And then I started going to everyone else's. And then I was like, oh my God, yeah, these have been updated. I believe my exact quote was, guys, it has been updated to reflect season 6.
Yeah. And it was a great find. So we're going to just read through the bios and illuminate you with info that's going to be soon to be on your TV.
What you guys can't see is that we have a cork board with just like red string and we're pinning the bios on it and then printing out Instagrams and pinning those.
Yeah.
Just making like a map of what's gone on in the past 6 months.
Carrie from Homeland style.
Right. Yeah.
Cue the Miles Davis. That is actually going to be me by the time season 6 starts. It's going to be like, and I'm going to be like losing my fucking mind. I'm already on like 40 milligrams of Prozac a day.
Come to Thanksgiving dinner. And you're like, I'm fucking busy, mom. Leave me the fuck alone.
I know. I'm like, what am I going to do while I'm in Oklahoma? I need to like find like a pump head to like record my podcast with me in Oklahoma. God. I'm truly desperate.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. It doesn't matter to me.
You're like posting on Craigslist. You're like, I'll suck a dick for some info about season 6.
I wouldn't suck a dick, but I would give a hand job.
I'd motorboat a dick.
I would motorboat a dick and then give like a semi-interested hand job to someone.
Did you, by the way, sorry tangent, but Ariana's reel was posted in the Facebook group.
That
and did
was
you see
really
the part where she gives like the fake hand job?
Yeah.
And Thomas Middleditch is in it.
Yeah.
Ugh,
it was
great.
A real moment for her.
Yeah. She's done like a lot of Funny or Die videos.
She has. Well, she's a comedian. She takes sketch comedy incredibly seriously.
10 years of comedy training.
Yeah. Okay, so if you go find the bios on bravotv.com, each cast member has like an updated like photo shoot.
Right.
And so Lala's is looking very sexy in like a little black dress.
Honestly, kind of demure for her.
It is demure.
It's not tight. A little above the knee.
Her bio is as follows. Former outcast Lala Kent is still the most fabulous restaurant hostess in West Hollywood. She flies on private jets, drives a fancy Range Rover, and has a collection of Louboutins to rival Lisa Vanderpump. When Lala manages to get her job back at Sir, she takes a different approach this time around. She comes clean that her lifestyle does not come from hostess tips. Lala's newfound honesty draws in the same people who once tried to push her out of Sir, and Lala finds herself not only getting along with everyone, but in the unexpected role of peacemaker between Katie and Sheena. And when Lala feels the guys in the group are getting away with murder, she leads the charge to hold men accountable for their actions and band the women together.
So many words in this bio are thrilling to me.
Lala's Gloria Steinem.
Yeah. Band the women together.
She's banding women together. She's not letting men get away with murder anymore.
No.
And also I love the sentence, former outcast Lala Kent is still the most fabulous hostess in West Hollywood.
Yeah. A very hard title to win. Like, I don't know if you guys have been to West Hollywood, but we've got some fabulous hosts.
Yes. Yeah. She flies on private jets, drives a fancy Range Rover, and has a collection of Louboutins to rival Lisa Vanderpump. So what's crazy to me, and I guess they're going to really make us still try and believe that anyone gets like lives their life and pays for their lifestyle by working at Sir. Like,
right.
They're still going to do that. Like we saw, well, we'll get into it because then Stassi's bio revealed that like she...
Stassi's bio revealed a huge plot line.
A huge
like,
plot line.
Like I don't think that was really addressed in the trailer.
It wasn't. It was kind of
it was, like alluded to like, oh, Stassi's back at Sir, but not in the capacity that
bio reveals. Yeah. So Stassi's bio says, it's like Stassi looking devilish in a white dress, like white.
Also very Photoshop knee.
Yeah.
Extremely. The Photoshop on these legs, like her one knee is like a full like 2 inches higher than the other knee.
Well, also everyone's photos for the bio, like I think we talked about this in the group too, yeah. But they're all like from a photo shoot or something, but then Britney's looks like it was just like cropped from a red carpet photo, and it's from a totally different angle. Yeah, it's really just like slapped on. It seems like
the budget for Vanderpump Rules has dwindled over the years for almost no reason.
But I think that
that's the aesthetic.
The aesthetic of the TV show, though, is like it's getting, the budget's getting higher.
Yeah.
It looks like Lux.
Me and Brandon were watching a reunion after we exposed him to the show via him doing the podcast.
Is he into it like fully? A pump head now, or does he like join every once in a while?
I think he's a pump head, but like I don't think he knows the universe entirely yet.
Yeah,
what's funny is that we had watched like two episodes when he did the podcast, and still with you he was like, who?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
He needed a lot of guidance.
Yeah,
but I was happy to give it to him. And also I like the perspective of someone that's new, right, to everything, and I like watching, yeah, them try and process.
Yeah, he was really frustrated by the like backdoor pilot for Summer House. That was the first episode he saw.
Yeah,
literally I was like, babe, just watch this one app with me, and it was like an hour and a half, and then they were like, oh, we're just gonna leave the Summer House. And like he was like, what the fuck? Like,
I actually never watched that backdoor pilot.
I didn't either. I watched like the intro to it when like Kristen and them were in the house, and then he's like, oh, you look like Steve Jobs, and she's like, what the fuck? Stassi's like,
oh, that weird swimsuit.
Stassi again is in white here. Stassi is very much Get Out. Like, I know she would probably never date a person of color in any regard, but
she's very,
she's
Get
always
Out,
wearing white.
Yeah,
and is like, I'm a murderer and quirky.
Yeah, she loves like murder.
Yeah,
which is fake, a real murder, like rich white girl thing to,
it's so weird how
into.
Now that's like a thing, is like it used to be like, I love pizza in bed, and now it's like, I love murder.
For a while it was like bacon was a big craze.
Yeah,
and now, right, it's like I'm super into murder.
Yeah, murder and white wine.
What a great combo.
Trump presidency.
Yeah.
So Stassi's looking fully like a KKK wife.
She looks like a succubus.
Yeah.
And her bio reads as follows. Now that her relationship with Lisa is finally on the mend, Stassi makes a surprising return to Sir when she takes a job as the new event planner, despite the protests of her jealous former coworkers. Stassi also decides to give ex-boyfriend Patrick yet another chance despite years of breaking and making up, but is worried that their old problems may resurface again. And as Stassi's bond with her new friend Brittany deepens, it puts her in further in conflict with Brittany's boyfriend and Stassi's ex, Jax. This one made Stassi... Okay, what does an event planner at Sir do?
Which events are happening at... Does that mean you plan the events that people schedule at Sir, or you plan events like...
You plan like the Pride Day?
Sure, yeah.
It's really confusing because to me, this is like this is really adjacent to the Katie as Lisa's assistant storyline, right, which was like, why are you doing, like,
yeah,
who is dumb enough to believe and like, right, follow the storyline and eat it up, hook, line, and sinker?
Yeah.
Like, but there are fans, and I think that that's where there's like the divide is like people that are like, you can't fool me. This is like, fast forward, I'm
right
over this. And then there are people that are like the commenters on their Instagram that are really positive and like stand hard, who are like, yes, queen, let Lisa Vanderpump teach you the ways of her slay world, slay girl.
Oh my god,
you're working your way up, personal assistant.
I just had like a flashback to myself last night, like practically yelling at my friend at this like dinner party. It was like a weed sponsored dinner party thing. And me and my friend were talking about Vanderpump Rules, and I was explaining it. And then she was like, yeah, but they're all like rich now. And I was like, that's one thing I legitimately still do believe, is that they're not rich. Like, they are wealthier, obviously, but like, they still, I don't know if they like have to live in shitty apartments and shit, but like, they are not wealthy.
Well, that's why I thought that that apartment was Tom and Ariana's, because I know they talked about like getting a house, and yeah, I was like, the rent on that apartment, since he's lived in it for 10 years or something, has, yeah, to be like $900 a month or something. Like, and so a way for them to like save money, yeah, and upgrade their lives. So I was like, oh, maybe they finally moved out and the apartment was so shitty that the landlord redid the entire thing, and like they live in a house now.
Do you think that the cast members, so I was like arguing with my friend. Like, I was like, no, they literally work at Sir and don't have money. Like, I was like, they do like endorsement deals and stuff, but not. And she was like, no, obviously they're rich. And I was like, they are not rich.
I think that they have money and you it's think? Hard.
What do they for do with
you
it?
To confront that fact?
Yeah, like, what do they do with their money?
They spend it.
Vacations?
They Jax buys a lot of cars. He owns like a lot of cars.
No way. What?
Yeah, he's like a car head. He loves cars.
How many cars?
He has like 3 cars.
Does he like put them on Instagram and stuff? That's where this comes in.
I think sometimes he's on his story, like he'll be in the garage of his apartment building, and then
it's so weird to have multiple cars and still live in an apartment.
I mean I don't think that they're like smartly spending their money, but I think that they have cash to burn.
They do travel a lot.
They travel a lot, which I think Sassy travels a lot. She also spends like a crazy amount of money on rent in her apartment, I think, and clothes. And she makes a lot of money from her podcast.
Where is Kristen's money going?
I don't know.
I mean? Like, does she have it? I would
maybe
die.
Kristen's being like smarter. I would love to think that Dodie is being like really a financial savvy.
I think Ariana and Tom, and maybe, well, Tom and Katie are paying off like what? Like a 6-figure wedding.
I think their wedding was only 50K.
What?
Yeah.
How, where did that number come from?
It came from last season.
Wow.
And then also they said, I think they were like very open about the fact that they paid for that wedding with like sponsored Diff Eyewear posts.
That's it? That's all they had to do? Okay, yeah, this is
literally they're rich now.
And angry.
Literally they're rich now.
I'm very uncomfortable with this fact.
There was a world when I started the Pump podcast where I was like, lol, these people are never gonna have anything with their lives. And then now I'm here 3 years later being like, wow, these people are rich and famous.
Yeah, I think that's how my conversation started, was that like they all in season one are like, we want to be successful models and actors, but this is probably their idea of success and it's okay with them.
Yeah, I mean, when you first start watching the show, the best part of that pilot is like, these people are so delusional. They think that they could potentially be famous for that. Like, they will never be famous for that.
Especially like, because of, and mostly because like, you don't really need to be like talented to get famous in LA or whatever, or even like do well.
You just need to be like visible and willing to like put yourself out there.
Right. And I think the thing with them that would always have prevented them from success, and so the only way they could have succeeded, was their friend group. Like, if you're going to fucking wait around and spend like, you know, $5,000 on a trip to Vegas for Stassi's birthday where you eat dinner in a strip mall.
Yeah.
Then like, yeah, you're not going to succeed. You're wasting all your fucking time and money and shit.
But also,
but
they were
now,
all like,
they've parlayed that.
Yeah. And they were also at the end of the age of like really being able to do what
Stassi
it was.
Stassi was 23. And
oh, Stassi was the youngest. Yeah. But everyone was older. So like, they were like in their late 20s, early 30s. And it was like,
Jax is 38.
Yeah.
That's so,
that means he was like 33 crazy when the show started.
Yeah, he was exactly 33 because he was 10 years older
his
than
Jesus
Stassi
age.
Yeah.
Our now savior, I'm 33.
He came to save our lives.
Yeah. And so like they accomplished their goals somewhat, but not like, I don't think, I like say this now watching like 6 years, like Sheena has like a pop album and like Kristen hasn't, if Kristen had an Oscar, I would actually be excited for her.
What's the song she sings in the pilot that's like where she's doing like the, it's like EDM,
she's like, can you freak bitch,
can you freak bitch.
Was it incredible?
Yeah. And she's like, people always come up to me and they tell me I look like Britney Spears, and I like don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
So I give,
so I say
I've
that I am
to do her autograph. That's the darkest part, is where she says that she's learned to
Britney
do the autograph.
Yeah, they're all crazy. But the best part about season one and two is like, they were very unfiltered, and they were so willing, like they were so hungry for fame and attention that they were willing to do anything.
Right.
And now that they're at this level of like having a certain amount of wealth and a certain amount of recognition, I think that you see that the episodes get more and more a produced feeling, because they're like, they have more say in like what they're willing to.
Just hoping we get Lala and James being ignited back into this season. I'm really hoping for that to be the, because they're still in that mode. They need this show to do well for them to do well.
Yeah, you know? But Lala got cast in a feature film.
Yeah, Lala's in a lead role.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's like a horror movie type situation?
Maybe. I wish it was like Monster, where she would like gain a bunch of weight and like go totally like Charlize Theron. Like,
do you believe in Lala as an actress?
We'll see.
Are you ready?
I haven't. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we haven't seen any.
There's no reel. There's nothing. So like,
but
I'm
Kristen
ready.
Kristen is so proud of her and her new single. Like watching Kristen tweet about Lala's single has really. And I haven't listened to the new single yet.
So. I actually haven't either. Oof, maybe
bonus
we can do
up.
That. Bonus up.
So Stassi is going to be the fucking event planner.
Yeah. Which is like, fucking, okay. Why do you think we're so stupid? But then I guess many fans of the show are. Right. So
also,
the joke is on
us. Coworkers is so funny to say. Like that they're jealous of
former
whoever.
Coworkers.
Ah, right.
It's well, probably like Tina who still worked there and is not on the show. Remember like Tina McDowell from season one, who is also like a singer performer and like has had to work at Sir for years and years, who probably should be the event planner. That's probably the jealous coworker.
Literally everyone.
Yeah. Literally everyone that works at Sir for a long time that has Christina Kelly. Like, what? Who are these people?
Oh, my God. Christina Kelly's the worst.
She's the worst
additional character. Do you think this will put Stassi and James at odds as she'll be event planning and, like, deciding if he's, like, the DJ
Maybe.
Or not?
Maybe.
Mm. So much
Also,
drama
just, like, event planning.
Like, when has Stassi ever...
Remember when she was Lisa's stylist?
No, what?
She was Lisa's stylist, I think, in season 3. And she wanted to be a stylist, so Lisa hired her to style a photo shoot for something.
Yeah.
And then Stassi was late and didn't want to do it and was just like bad at it.
Right. That was when Styled by Stassi was popping off.
Oh, God, I miss R.I.P. Styled by Stassi.
Those pictures
great...
of her in that same street in Soho. Ugh. Like every, that was when she was living her best life. Her and Patrick were thriving.
Yeah. Mm. Also, just like Patrick is a dark glimpse into like her history with men.
I'm so excited to see Patrick on the show.
Me too. Okay, so Sheena's looking really great in her biopic.
Fashion Nova out.
Fashion Nova out with a Valentino shoe.
Also, like, Stassi's feet weren't included in her picture, and like Sheena was like, put my fucking feet in it.
Yeah, Sheena has a full body pic. Sheena knows what she's doing. Like,
yeah. She's getting the right work done.
She's getting the right work done. And I just like love Sheena because she's so shameless. Like she will do whatever it takes to be like famous. But she's also such an idiot that it's like it kind of just all fails. So you get to watch her.
Yeah,
like,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. So Sheena, fresh off the heels of a painful divorce, Sheena takes control of the next phase of her life by cutting Katie and Stassi out of it. Sheena even embarks on a new romance with an old flame who she feels certain is the one, ignoring everyone's warnings that it's too soon to be talking about houses, marriage, and baby names. When rumors circulate about her new obsession, Sheena is forced to defend her man from the people she desperately wants to leave behind.
So you think this is the cheating accusation of him cheating with someone else who works at Sir?
Yeah.
Yes. Very ready for that. I honestly like don't care at all what's happening with Sheena on some level because just last season was so
wretched.
Like, yeah, just so like Sheena, divorce, divorce, divorce.
I liked it.
Which, sure. Great.
She compels me. I'm just like, I like to watch. I just like, I'm a voyeur.
Wait, what's the Bravo like slogan?
Something watch what happens.
Yeah, I like to watch what happens.
I love to watch what happens. And Sheena just always is kind of giving me, like, she...
I literally cannot stop watching what happens.
I can't.
And...
I can't.
I don't understand why other people can.
I devote...
When will people realize that I literally can't stop watching what happens?
I devote a lot of time to watching what happens. But Sheena is more palatable to me than Stassi.
Yeah, I feel that. I guess I'm more like, I want to see Stassi fail, and most of this is like seeing people fail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really want. But I am looking forward to like, I wish we could see Sheena be single this season, but we'll just see her go through another breakup.
Yeah.
Is what is going to happen.
And then maybe next season she'll be like single.
Maybe. But has she ever been single?
No.
Like in her literal life.
Shay was her high school boyfriend.
Ew.
That, she, I mean, and now she regrets. Now I read something that said she regrets ever divorcing Shay and thinks she made a huge mistake. I think so too.
She regrets divorcing
Shay. She should get back together with Shay and have another wedding. That would be life altering.
Sheena and John Sheena Mayer should need to rekindle.
No. That's also partially why I'm so into her is because she dated John Mayer for that brief, or not dated as a generous right. term.
I love that she like fucked him and then went to
immediately like gave like 40 interviews about it and like called her publicist and was like, make this news. And like, there's so much out there.
So good.
And it probably like, I don't know John Mayer personally, but right. I like to think that that might have been like his rock bottom.
Probably.
I think if you fuck a Vanderpump Rules cast member, like I was saying this in the last
episode,
pre-Vanderpump Rules, but if you have ever fucked one of them, that's your wake-up call that you need to like get it together.
Yeah, and for others, it's their entryway into this universe that mm-hmm. they will never escape.
Yeah.
It's really a portal.
It's a portal.
It either spits you out or you're in forever. There's no middle ground.
I think his life changed for the better afterwards.
I want to say yes.
I think so.
But I don't know.
I think
do you think
that
would be bad for me to lead with in a conversation when we have the opportunity?
We ever, I would like, because it would be really difficult for me to, if I ever right. met him, to not ask about,
yeah.
to not just be like, okay, so I do this podcast and like, I just need to know like how you feel about, like, please just tell me every
she's,
single thing.
Maybe he doesn't know that she's single again, you know?
Maybe he doesn't even know that those videos are out there.
Do you think he even knows that Vanderpump Rules is a show?
He must know that Vanderpump Rules is a
show. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Do you think he watches Vanderpump Rules?
No, definitely not. But also, I'm kind of like, he's like, he loves Brandon.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, if he's super into like internet-y stuff, like,
he definitely knows about Vanderpump Rules.
You're like, he's definitely listened to the
He
pod.
Definitely loves Vanderpump Rules.
He just loves watching what happens.
He can't stop watching what happens.
John Mayer is like Allison Williams in Get Out. Like, he's like watching like reality shows for his next conquest.
I wonder, yeah, I just like, I'm
very
desperate.
Confident he'll never hear this, so that's why I'm just so free with this.
I'm like terrified that he will.
Same.
But then not also I'm like, let's open up the dialogue and just like,
yeah,
let's like be out in the open and
right.
please tell me what happened. I'm truly curious because it's so crazy. Imagine
you literally
if you,
can't stop I finding can't out stop. What happened.
I'm a fucking investigator. I'm a detective at this point. A fucking FBI of Vanderpump Rules
well,
related
yeah,
stuff.
I've never felt like a journalist actual until I found these bios and everyone was like, amazing scoop. And
it's
I was
journalism.
Like, I deserve a Pulitzer.
But I also love that there's no real journalism in reaching out to the cast members for the truth anymore. It's literally just going off of like internet videos, bios.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Okay, so yeah, we need to get to the next bios because I need a discussion on Stassi sort of led into this, but like the Brittany Jax debate. I think they're still actually together.
I think that they're back together, but that they broke up at some point over the summer and then they got back together. I think that...
Do you think he's cheated on Britney?
I think he's cheated on Britney.
For sure.
I think after watching... Did you watch Britney and Jax?
No.
Okay, that's fine. You really didn't miss out
I honestly just listened to the podcast episodes. I couldn't handle doing...
It's a lot. You have to decide what you give like your emotional labor to.
Right.
And now it's like... You really do have to be like very specific about that.
Right.
So I devote so much of it to Vanderpump Rules and devoted a lot of it to Jax and Britney. And it put me in kind of a dark place afterwards because Jax is like the only thing that you get out of that
is he's
show
abusive.
Is that he's like emotionally abusive to her and like psychologically abusive, financially abusive, probably too.
Yeah.
And he's a monster.
Right.
And she.
Do you think he's like taking her checks?
No, but I think she doesn't make as much money as he does. And
right.
I think that he is like, move in with me, like I'll pay for the apartment, like, or I'll buy this or I'll buy that, and then like later when they get in a fight,
he's like,
he uses
I fucking
it.
Pay for this
and but it's like, you fucking, you're the one that started dating this girl and had her move to LA and like move in with you, like, do you think she had like a ton of money saved up from like waitressing in Kentucky? Like,
I mean, obviously he did that on purpose.
Well, yeah,
we all saw like the way that happened was he was like, aha, this is on Britney.
Yeah. And like I think that it's interesting. I'm super interested to see what happens this season because I feel like with right now the like political and like social climate, like Jax could be like over after this season.
I almost foresee an outing for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a la abusers being outed. I hope that Jax isn't truly abusive. But like remember when Kristen was like, you locked those dogs in a room and didn't feed them for like X amount of time on Twitter and shit. Do you remember that?
Oh, Kristen's been like very vocal.
Yeah, she's
about,
like ready
exposing
for
Jax.
It.
Yeah.
And she keeps...
If I was her, I would be the same way.
Right.
Because like it all goes back to like a grudge from season two. Like she must feel... She must have done like a lot of rage work to get through that period of her life.
You're so into the idea that Kristen has done so much work on herself.
I know. I love thinking of her as like this like enlightened Buddha.
Right. She's.
I just love her.
She went to therapy, got on meds, and started Vegaholic.
She did get on meds though, right?
Yeah. I think, I mean, it has to be because you just look at like.
I just like identify
just, like,
with Kristen's.
Fast twitch. Like, you know, I identify with it too. I was
journey.
Literally like the Kristen of my life, like
same.
In of my universes when I was in like high school and college. And I would be like, my whole narrative was that I had like on and off two boyfriends and everyone was like, she's cheated. And I was like, no, I didn't. Like, and I mean, I didn't really, but like everyone hated me and it was all my fault.
Yeah.
I was a psycho and I would behave like super psycho, but yeah, now I'm on meds and I have my blog Vegaholic and I'm doing amazing.
At my worst points, I've doted so hard. Yeah. Like, I just like identify with.
Oh my God. Season one, when she like, I probably doted like as early as last week, like, or as recent as last week.
Yeah.
I was watching and hardcore relating to when she freaks out that she's on a photo shoot with someone who Tom fucked like years ago.
That's the best.
That's been me so many times and it's not me anymore, but I always have to fight that demon in me that like, it's like.
Are you that kind of girl? You like get mad at someone for things that they did prior to your relationship?
Not anymore. But not used anymore. To be. But I still fight that impulse. Like, wow. That is in my brain.
That's never been an impulse for me. So it was fun to watch her like go through that. Because that's so the moment funny. I was truly like, I'm obsessed with this show because that's psychotic. Like, who
and
does
Stassi's
that?
And Stassi's like, are you freaking out? I would be freaking out.
And Stassi's and like, hey, you fucking bitch. Did you fuck Tom Sandoval?
And then the girl's like, it was a long time ago. And Kristen's like, can you just stop talking about it? I'm really like, I feel
She's
sick.
She's like, tearing up.
I feel sick right now.
She's like, I'm in a fucking vomit.
Yeah. And then she freaks out on him about it. Like, I've never been on that level with that specific type of scenario. But like in high school and college, it was just like, if there was anything I could possibly be upset about, it was like, it was happening.
Yeah.
And so I think that I relate to that now because it's not like a huge like inner conflict, but I will be like, that'll register in my mind, stuff like that, where I'm like, yeah, that would be crazy for me to care about. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kristen fully always goes with that. I guess not anymore.
She's not as like impulsive as she used to be.
And Kristen this season.
Kristen this season.
Was not in the trailer.
Was not featured in the trailer except when Lisa goes, there are a lot of skanks in this town. Right. And then it showed Kristen. Again, like fucking let Kristen live her life. She's
leave
in a fucking
Kristen
leave
alone.
Kristen alone. She's in a serious relationship with fucking Carter.
You say that like it's like Prince Harry. Like, she's with Carter now.
She's with Carter.
Carter.
Now. She is not the skank anymore.
I had an Uber driver once who was friends with Carter. I think I told you about this. It was before he had like a name, but I was like,
he still doesn't.
I don't know how I brought up
his last
Vanderpump
name
rules.
Is Carter. He doesn't even
Carter
have
Carter.
He doesn't have
Carter any, the Carter.
He's literally just someone that you can like imprint a personality upon. Yeah. Like he doesn't matter. But
apparently,
I love.
He like didn't. He like wasn't into Kristen at first, and then like
because he hooked up with Katie.
Yeah. This Uber driver just was like, I don't know how I managed to fit in Vanderpump Rules into
journalism. This is another like, journalism yeah. moment.
It's like, apparently, do you happen to know?
I heard from an Uber driver who
this was like 2 years ago.
Anyways, fucking Pulitzer Prize for journalism.
I can't wait to finally be recognized for my talents. You know what I mean?
I can't like, wait just for like, when I'm like 56 and like I can look back on this podcast and listen to
like,
it.
This is what I did with my time.
I wonder if people will think at that point, like they'll be like, wow, that was really something special.
That's probably how people will look at podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah. My legacy.
Probably like in 20 years, everyone's going to be like, you know what? The most brilliant invention of that time was podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, what did the Uber,
the Uber driver said that he was friends with this guy who was dating a girl from Vanderpump Rules, and I was like, is she a drunk? Like, I'm like leaning into the front seat. I was like, is it Kristen?
Were you drunk?
And he was, oh, probably. Like,
is
my first,
she a drunk?
My whole first year in LA, I was drunk. Like, at any given time, I was drunk. And that's not an exaggeration in any way. Like I had no friends and I was just like rolling around. But yeah, this guy was just like, oh yeah, I think it is. She's like skinny. And I was like, brunette, you know, like, and he was like, yeah, he just like met her and they started dating, but he wasn't really into it. But now he moved in like weeks later. Cause he just kind of got sucked in. And I was like, those are the words I was looking for. Thank you. Have a great night. Five stars.
You're like, did he get sucked in? Did he? And you're just like, are leading him with questions
actually,
to create the narrative
of
your dream.
This is obviously a dream that I had. Like,
here's Kristen's bio. Kristen has always put herself straight in the middle of other people's trouble. And this year there's plenty of trouble to pick from.
Has she though?
She kind of has.
Even a truly fair sense. I feel like she's been in the whatever. Defend Kristen at all costs. Kristen, defending Doty. Doty defense squad.
Doty defense squad.
Protect Kristen.
DDS. Protect Kristen at all costs.
If you want
this
to be
is the true
of-
story of the Doty defense squad. I'm literally like outside of her apartment with a gun ready to fucking take down anyone that is coming for Doty.
I just literally can't stop fighting for what's right.
That's who I am.
Yeah. I don't understand why other people don't understand that.
I literally can't stop.
I can't.
Kristen has been in the... She stirs it up.
Okay, she stirs
the pot. She stirs it up. She stirs the pot.
So going on.
This year, Kristen's biggest target is Jax Taylor. She believes he's not nearly good enough for her friend Brittany and makes it her mission to break them up. I love when Kristen tries to break people up.
Same.
Who did she try... Did she?
Tom and Ariana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the big one.
That like, was the huge like, one.
The Vegas girl or the Miami girl.
Kristen devotes, when she devotes her life to breaking up like, another couple, it's,
she will she's fly doing her a girl best. Out.
She will fly. Can you? I've never flown someone to go anywhere, let alone would I like fly.
I love that.
Someone that I think my ex cheated with that he's now in like a new relationship where it doesn't even affect me at all, like fly someone out to like ruin my ex's relationship.
Yeah,
that's like really good.
Ugh, amazing. I mean, it's just part of her fighting for what's right.
But the group suspects that Kristen's obsession and everyone else's romances may be a cover for her own relationship woes after stories emerge about a drunken night in Mexico.
So this is, I mean, we were not getting any of this in the trailer.
No.
Again, not to brag, but like huge. Like what happened in Mexico? Was it a lesbian situation? What do you think?
They take a trip to Mexico this season.
Yeah.
And that's where we saw Katie and Lala like nakedly pressing their breasts together. Right. And so maybe it happened. Maybe there's like,
I wonder if it's that Mexico
someone
trip
admits
or another.
Something. Yeah. I guess we'll just have to watch what happens.
Yes, we will. I hope she cheated with a woman, obviously.
We're never going to get the truth about Brittany and Kristen.
Yeah.
But I still believe that they hooked up and I still root for them to like be together at the end of this like wild ride.
I'm wondering if that's the Mexico thing or if she like for some reason like hooked up with Jax in Mexico or if it's just someone else entirely and she just
maybe
like,
Carter hooked up with someone.
Oh, that's an interesting revelation.
Yeah.
Like he would be there with them, right?
I think so.
Then, I mean, I hope Carter has like a line this season.
I don't like him.
Last season, his thing was like that tearful conversation with Sandoval one time.
Oh yeah, right? He tried to like get into everyone's business. He like piped up, like, and I was just like, "Shut the fuck up!"
Oh my god, he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, I'm hoping Kristen.
He's not good enough for Kristen. What if I devoted my life to breaking Kristen and Carter up?
I mean, I think you have.
I think I have. I think I'm actually just jealous of Carter. I do actually have feelings for Kristen.
Yeah. We know that.
Yeah. I always have since the moment I met her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll have me.
We'll just have to watch what happens. We'll just have to watch what happens.
I'm unwell.
Sometimes you just
it's
have
okay.
to. Yes, man of the hour.
Okay.
Is Jax becoming hot again?
No.
I think he's lost weight and it's helping.
It helps.
It'll never be season one.
But... It'll never be season one. There was like, I've crossed now the line with Jax where I truly, like I can't, I'm not attracted to him anymore.
Congrats.
Thanks. It was a moment of growth when I realized that like while I was recording an episode, like over last season where someone asked me like, who would you bone? And I was like, you know, I used to always say Jax, but I just don't feel the way I used to feel. And then I was like, wow, I'm a woman now.
I've changed.
Yeah.
I'm proud
so,
of you.
Thank you. Jax Taylor seems to have everything going for him. He and his beautiful girlfriend, Brittany, are celebrating their second anniversary.
Who wrote these?
Brittany wrote this. Kristen wrote this.
They had them all said in their own bios.
Yeah. He wrote this like trying to get her back. Because I think what's happened is...
His beautiful girlfriend who he's for sure dating.
Yeah. I think they broke up and then he like campaigned to get back together. So now they're back together and like it's all happening for them.
Obviously.
celebrating their second anniversary. He's got a steady job, and he's just like steady job
as if
as working on yeah, the show.
What
employed by a reality show or like working at Sir?
What on earth?
And he's just moved into a new apartment down the hall from his close friend Tom Schwartz, which, by the way, is the apartment, the same apartment where Pumped podcast used to take place. But trying to suppress his playboy tendencies weighs heavily on the shoulders of the longtime bartender, and anxiety over his upcoming 38th birthday causes him to lash out to the people he loves the most.
I love Jax is actually at the age of having a midlife crisis.
He is midlife.
Yeah.
This is like maybe over the midpoint of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. We're probably
he's
like
3/4 of the way.
Yeah, 3/4 life crisis. I don't really see Jax as an old man.
Do you think he'll survive his 50s?
I don't know. I mean, he could have like a moment of, I could see him, so far he's aged like shit. But what if he like turned a corner and was like a hot gray,
a holistic like yoga guy?
I could see Jax, like if he had facial hair and like salt and pepper hair, being like a hot bear.
I think that if Jax like decided,
I want Jax to be hot so bad.
You
obviously
really do want Jax to be like sexy.
Because I've been watching season one. I was telling you earlier that I never have watched.
He's so lithe and like sinewy.
Oh
in
my
that
god!
Season.
Yeah, and also like
he doesn't have any injectables too, which has really like fucked with
none
his
of
face.
Them do in season one. Really, they like can't afford Stassi them. Has you know her chin job and, and shit going on, but. Another sidebar is that when I've been watching season one, like Stassi sucks the whole, first of all, the Vegas episode is like 4 episodes in.
Yeah.
Like it's like the drama is just peak immediately.
Yeah.
And yeah, like Stassi's so annoying and I would absolutely have cheated on her. And I feel like she pushes him to cheat by being, not that Jax wouldn't have cheated.
Yeah.
But it like happens sooner because she's jealous with him for no good reason.
She's just like mean to him.
And so mean. And she's like, you're stupid.
But she's also 23 years old. So he's 10 years older than her.
Yeah, he sucked.
He's like, if you're dating someone that's a lot younger than you, you're just going to have to put up with the fact that they are like immature in a lot of ways. Yeah. Unless they're like wise beyond their
years. She like wanted to get married to him.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
She like was a 23-year-old that like banked her future on Jax Taylor.
And look how far she's come.
I know. But also I'm like really, I'm wowed by Stassi's taste in men. I don't think that they'll ever get back together. But I'm seeing like a vision for Jax that I just want to share, which I think he could get hot if he decided to go become like, he should go to a rehab in Thailand, like the one that Kat Marnell went to.
Yes.
And become like very spiritual. And be like completely clean and sober, like to the point where he doesn't even drink coffee. And then
never going to happen.
Yeah. And then he should like take up like running marathons or something and become like a vegan, like marathon runner or swimmer or just like a vegan, like yoga instructor.
See, I kind of see the total opposite where Jax like goes off the grid. Off the grid. He does like a like finale of Dexter where he like goes off the grid, starts wearing flannels and is like working on like a farm in like Northern California, just like cutting down trees and eating steaks.
Like becomes and, like a cowboy, like mountain man.
Right. And he's just like, oh, Jax Taylor, I don't know him. And he's just like, he's got like a gravel to his voice and his wornness and the fillers all contribute to this sort of like leathery exterior of like he's seen some shit.
I'm envisioning like
he drinks whiskey in bars alone.
Yeah. Like he's like Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he fucks dudes.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, that is hot to me too.
Yeah, I love that.
Because like yoga vegan jacks could be really annoying.
Totally. I think there's what we're both alluding to is that we would love a world where we get like any personal growth from Jax at all in literally any direction, but it's never ever going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's too late.
He likely won't survive his 50s. Probably I read that, or someone told me, like, isn't it if you survive your 50s, you're pretty good to go? Or is it your 60s?
I've never heard this.
I don't know. I heard it somewhere.
I feel like that's like not good to go in what way? Like good to die in 20 years?
Well, like if you don't like get, if you survive like cancer or something like in your 50s or just whatever,
so you
live
early
through your 50s,
yeah,
then you're pretty chill. it might be your 60s. God. It might not.
If you survive your 80s, you're like, good to
go. You're good to go.
I love how you say good to go. Like, what does good to go mean in this situation?
You're good to live.
You're good. You never have to see a doctor again if you make it through your 50s.
Yeah. To continue with Jax's bio. Jax is willing to try anything to control his anger, therapy, meditation, and even Reiki. But as his outbursts grow more frequent and destructive, Jax faces the very real prospect of permanently losing his friends, his relationship, and his career.
Which, like, lol, if he was ever going to lose any of those things, like, he'll obviously lose his relationship, but, like, career.
Do you think that this, though,
what's the career?
Is, yeah, I have a lot of questions about the career, but this also could just be, like, PR. I'm really curious. Like, I don't, he's said publicly, he's like, I'm going to have to go into hiding after this season because he's, like, so awful to Brittany that, like, people are going to hate him. And I just wonder if this is, like,
damage control, yeah, of them being like,
of them being like, he's aware of it, he knows how bad he was,
he's gonna lose,
because I think Bravo is like maybe covering up abuse.
Probably. The thing is, that was very telling that you mentioned, was that like Brittany hitting him, mm-hmm, like if you think it's okay to hit someone, there, something has happened.
Yeah,
you know, like if you're especially, I mean to say, like if you're a woman and you hit a dude, like my ancient, not ancient, I guess like the first relationship I had that I was like an adult, my ex was like, we were in a car together once and he was very like emotionally abusive type, mm-hmm, but like hot and tall, so what do you, what can you do?
Yeah,
a Jax, if you will.
A Jax. We've all been there.
A pre old Jax. And like I remember we were in a car and we were driving and he was driving my car and he had the music up like so loud and I was like, pull the car over, like you're freaking me out, you're scaring me. And he wouldn't pull the car over, he wouldn't stop. And so finally I'm like, freak the fuck out, and I'm like, stop. And I hit him like on the upper arm, mm-hmm, and then he was like, you're abusive, you're crazy, da 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 da. And I think that's the type of situation that Brittany is in, and she's being like probably like locked in a closet and like shit like that, and is like I'm projecting a lot here. Yeah. But like, when you see a woman have like an outburst like that, I just don't really feel that it's like usually coming from nowhere.
Yeah. No, I think if you're entering a zone of hitting in a relationship from either side, right, it's like things are not good.
Yeah.
Or a situation is really not good.
Yeah. Also, I just like kind of revisited what I said earlier about like, oh, he was emotionally abusive, but hot and tall. Just a side note that like, don't date abusive people if they're, yeah, hot and tall. That's how, just want to say, I'm not an endorsing abuser,
as it turns out. It turns out that you can be hot, tall, and abusive.
Who knew?
I thought abusers were all just trolls.
That's really the takeaway for this year. But yeah, I think Jax is definitely like a lot worse than even I want to believe.
Yeah, I think that he's bad. And I think that we're going to see that. And I wonder what the future holds. But
I hope that there's like a lot of bombs in this season that we're like not aware of. Because last season was pretty predictable.
Yeah.
In terms of like, did anything really like happen?
No.
Last season?
Just, you know? Tom and Katie abused each other all.
I loved the saga of them going places together, then her leaving with the car and him having to Uber home.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
That was my favorite part where like
that happened like four times.
Yeah, that was like their setup for every scene. It's like, let's pick, Lisa wants me to pick some paint colors, and then it would turn into like a fight, and then she'd leave and she'd be like, you're a fucking loser, get your fucking life together. Bye. And they're like probably four blocks away from their apartment anyways.
That's also a theme of the show that I've been noticing. Like, it tracks from like season one on, of like the women being like, get your fucking shit together, you're a child, and then like storming off. And it's like, you guys are, you're here for this. Like, and what is it? It's always just very ambiguous, like what they mean.
It's very
like,
ambiguous.
Basically, they want them to spend $20,000 on a wedding, and that's really like the thing. I feel like there's maybe a really good bio we haven't read yet. Is it James, maybe?
Oh, James.
James is good. And then, oh, Ariana's bio is where I started, which is great because Ariana never has a good storyline. And I think this season she kind of breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
Ariana's
she was sick
really
of not.
Good.
We'll talk about that. But I think she was like sick of not getting shine.
Well, she needs to like,
and
you
has
have
acted
to.
It out.
Yeah. She's doing rage work this season. Okay, ready?
Ready.
While her boyfriend Tom moves forward in his career, Ariana struggles as her old insecurities and self-confidence issues resurface. Despite the support of friends Sheena and Lala, Ariana's tension with Stassi, Katie, and Kristen continues to mount when they question the character of someone she loves. Ariana wants nothing more than to keep her distance, but since Katie is married to Tom's business partner, Ariana is forced to either put her own anger and feelings aside or risk destroying her boyfriend's business relationship.
So ready for this. I'm ready for the Ariana-Tom fights. Someone in the group pointed out that the loved one in question is probably her brother.
Oh, yeah, because it's not like her relationship. Yeah, because they immediately after last season wrapped, I think they all were like tweeting about her brother's like arrest.
So he's been accused of like
domestic violence and like how to get a restraining order by his ex.
Yeah,
you can look it up. It's like on Radar. It'll come up if you Google it.
Something like that. And I think that's the loved one in question. Is that it was last season because Ariana called Stassi racist.
Because after
it's not about how you treat me, it's about how you treat other people. And then Stassi's response to that was like, how I treat other people? What about your fucking brother?
Yeah.
Which was like, okay, all right.
I was like, touche.
Right. She really had that back pocket.
Yeah.
So I think that's
like,
going
to
be
don't bring a knife
one.
To a gunfight,
right,
Ariana.
And also, I remember when, I think in the period of time wherein like you thought, and I agree with you that Brittany and Jax were broken up this summer. I remember a lot of like James Kennedy, Jeremy, and Brittany and others hanging out, like Jeremy Maddox.
Oh, name, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember like James like put on his Insta story and then deleted, like he was like, oh, don't they look so cute together? Like about Jeremy and Brittany.
Ooh, fucking be, like, stroking the fire.
Hot. Yeah. Can't wait for that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like Ariana finally will have some conflict this season, which is exciting. Her and Tom's whole like we're very healthy thing has got to go.
Yeah. I mean, you know that they have like problems in their relationship because everyone does.
Right.
But I think that they are pretty like connected.
Yeah.
And like seem to have the most healthy relationship out of anyone.
For which is sure.
Not saying much, but still.
Right.
Something.
I think they have a pretty healthy relationship, and every healthy relationship too like also gets to that place of like you've been together a while and it's like this has to go into some sort of conflict at some point.
Yeah,
like they have to confront, I don't know, maybe it'll be like the marriage thing and shit, but the career insecurity is interesting because we had that one moment with the book, right?
What
last
book?
Season where it wasn't Ariana like I want to publish a cocktail book and
Tom was like trying to like get involved.
Did that ever happen? Is she still doing that?
I don't know if that ever happened. I would hope that it would happen.
I obviously would buy it immediately.
That I would buy that 100%.
Oh my god.
But like I don't know, I feel like Ariana must be at like a weird point in her life because she truly is the only one I think that could have become like an actor.
Yeah.
Like, she was getting cast on stuff and, like, was not ever, like...
I do wonder if
she wasn't an OG person tied to this show, but it was, like, done as a strategic move to, like, then advance her. And I think that she's been aware of that, and that has accounted for why she's not as crazy on the show as other people.
Do you think maybe she's giving up on the possibility of having a career, like, outside of the show?
And now she's like, I'm just going to rage on camera? Maybe. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, it just wasn't working. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this was meant to accelerate her, and it kind of went to diminishing returns.
Yeah.
And she's like, now I'm selling Diff Eyewear. Also, like, so...
Also, though, Diff Eyewear seems to be paying a lot. And I think Rob's Valletta is, like, somehow
parlaying
in bed with Diff. And, like...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I think he's,
we
like...
We just put up another pin to the corkboard.
Jazz
Diff Eyewear, Rob Valletta.
Because he had like Instagram posts or something where it made it seem like he's like somehow corporately connected with them in a way.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also can't wait to, we didn't even talk about this, but like just Lala being, living in her truth about being in that relationship with like the sugar daddy who is separated or whatever now. Like I can't wait for at least 2 details on that.
Yeah. I think we're going to get it because I think they're very out
with yeah, their relationship at this
very,
point.
She's like,
she's admitted that her, she's not paying her, for her Range Rover with her hostess job.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And her mom didn't buy it.
But she's still the most fabulous hostess in all of West Hollywood.
What I loved about her entry into the show, too, is that she immediately was like, yeah, my mom pays my rent. Duh. Like, how else would I live out here?
Yeah. There's
Which
no
is
way.
Amazing. I was like, I love that for you.
Okay. Should we wrap it up? I feel like
yeah,
maybe.
I feel like once we're on Sandoval and Schwartz, it's pretty.
It's bare bones.
It's getting
And also, I need another.
Dismal.
I need more content for future episodes. So stay tuned.
For the second
Stay tuned for when I go through their bios.
Yeah, we didn't even look at Britney's stock photos, so you can save that.
Yeah,
look
so
out for that.
There's lots to look forward to on this podcast leading up to the season 6 premiere.
You've
of
really
Vanderpump
got a month
Rules.
To fill.
Ugh, I know, but I'm going to do it.
I just can't believe I'm going to have to live through my family Thanksgiving without Vanderpump Rules.
I've been devastated. It threw me for a loop. But
We're
then I said,
together.
You know what? I'm just going to do content anyways.
Which is what you have to fight on and do.
Yeah.
Every great in the history of all greats has said, I just need to do content anyways.
This is who I am.
Yeah. Right.
I literally can't stop fighting for Vanderpump Rules content.
Yeah. As Gandhi said, as Rosa Parks said, I just need to do content anyways.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And good night. This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following sponsors: Meredith Good, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.